Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel, and Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esbas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Defan, Ruzivik Hagon, Bekarav Mamish. Now we move on to a different set of halachas. The Mishnah tells us, Shtei Chaburas Shehayu Eichlas B'bayis Echad, two groups of people that are eating a Karban Pesach in the same house. Now these groups are eating from the same Karban Pesach, but they decide to break themselves up into two groups. Eilu Haifchen Es Pneim Helach V'Eichlin, Ve'eilu Haifchen Es Pneim Helach V'Eichlin. Each group can turn their faces away from each other and eat their Karban Pesach. And that's even v'hamecham be'emtza, they can have the mecham, the hot water, which they use to dilute their wine, that could be in between the two of them, showing that there's a separation in between these two groups. Now, why would you think that this is usur, and what's the chiddush over here? So what the Mishnah is telling us is as follows. We know from the Torah, and we're going to see soon in the Mishnah, that one person is not allowed to join two different groups. He's not allowed to be part of two different Karban Pesachs. He has to pick a group and stick with them. However, what the Mishnah just told us over here is that if we have one Karban Pesach and everyone's registered to this one Karban Pesach, it's not a problem to split those people up into two groups. The issue is one person eating in two groups, but two separate people that are eating from the same Karban Pesach, they can separate themselves and they can even turn away from each other and even put the hot water urn in the middle. Not a problem. There's no issue. Now the Mishnah tells us, when the servant is pouring water, he's diluting their wine for them. That's what limzoig means. He's pouring water to dilute their wine. So kaifetzes piv, he has to close his mouth, umachser his panav, and turn his face towards his own group, achmagia esel chaburasoi, until he reaches his group, va'echel, and then he could eat his karman pasach. Now why is that? Because since the shamash is going in between the two groups, even though, again, they're eating from the same karman pasach, if he's going to go to both groups and be chewing his karman pasach, it's going to look like he's part of two separate groups. And as we said, he's not allowed to be part of two separate groups. So therefore, when he dilutes the wine of the people in group A, if he's really part of group B, so then he has to close his mouth and he's not allowed to eat until he reaches group B. And lastly, the Mishnah says, v'hakala, if we have a kala, she's embarrassed to eat in front of people, ha'ifecha says ponel v'acheles, she can turn her face away from her group and eat, and that's not a problem. Now we've gone to Parakhas Mishnah Aleph, we continue talking about what we just were talking about in this Mishnah, and over here we're going to have a situation where technically one person would be registered to two different karbonos, and as we said, they can only be registered to one. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, ha'isha b'zmachi b'beis baila, a woman, when she's in her husband's house, meaning she's living with her husband and they have a regular family, and let's say shachar alayu baila v'shachar alayu via, her husband shechted the karban pesach for her, because of course he assumes that his wife's going to be eating with him, and then when her father went to shecht his karban pesach, he had in mind that I'm registering my daughter to my group, because he figures, you never know, maybe my daughter wants to come to me for the seder. So teichu mishal baila, she's only allowed to eat her husband's karban pesach. That's because, since she lives at home and she's married to her husband, so we assume that she's part of her husband's group and not her father's group. However, let's say, holcha regel rishon lasis beis avia, the first regel, which means the first yontif, after she got married, for yontif she went to her father's house. Now pay attention to this, here we have a source in a Mishnah that the first yontif, after a young couple gets married, they go to her parents for yontif, not his parents. Obviously considering that everything is fine besides for that. So that first yontif, she went to her father's house. Shachar olah avia v'shachar olah baila, let's say her father shechted his karban pesach, having her in mind, and her husband, when he shechted his karban pesach, he had her in mind as well. Teichel makam she writes, in such a scenario, she's able to eat wherever she wants. She can't decide Seder night where she's going to eat, but beforehand she has to tell them, okay, I'm going to be with my father, okay, I'm going to be with you, husband. Now, similar situation, Yasaim, an orphan, Sheshachtu Olav Apotropsin, that his guardians, the people that take care of him, they shechted the Karban Pesach for him, and we have two different ones that each shechted the Karban Pesach for him, Yechol Makam Shuraitze, he could eat whichever place he wants. Now, what about the following scenario? Eved shel shnei shutfin. We have an Eved, he's a non-Jewish slave, but he could eat the Karban Pesach. He's owned by two different partners. So in this situation, lo yechol mishel shnehen, he's not allowed to eat from either of the partners. Why not? That's because when Reuven, who's partner A, registers this Eved to his Karban Pesach, he's only registering half of the Eved, because he only owns half the Eved. And Shimon as well, when he's registering him, he only owns half the Eved, so this is not considered like a full registration, so this Eved is not allowed to eat it at all. Another scenario, misha chati Eved v'chati ben chayrin. Let's say we have a person who's half slave, half ben chayrin. He's half free. How is that possible? So he's owned by two different masters, Reuven and Shimon. And then Reuven decided, you know what? I'm going to free him. So Reuven frees this Eved. So that makes this Eved a half Eved, half free man. He's free from Reuven, but he's still an Eved to Shimon. So in this situation, lo yechol mishel rabbi, he's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach that his master, Shimon, shechted for him. Again, that's because Shimon only owns half of him, but he is allowed to eat from his own Karban Pesach. And the Gemara explains that's because since his master has to free him, his master Shimon is not allowed to retain him. We can't have someone who's half Eved, half free man. So therefore, this person is already considered like a free man to the extent that he's allowed to eat from his own Karban Pesach. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, Everyone should have a wonderful day.